Please hold while I try to connect you.
Foundation, this is Calvin.
Hey, Calvin, it's Ruben at Cardiff. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well, Ruben. How are you?
Good. Sorry for the phone tag.
No worries. Not a problem. Give me one second here. Hang on for me. Hey, so the gentleman, the director of partnership development, his name is Jordan Gasso. He was the one working on onboarding.
Okay.
You guys, and the issue was, and I'll transfer you over to him in a minute so you can kind of, if you have any questions, but I know that the initial reason for not being able to bring you on board was because the website, your website and just the name of your company is Bank of Cardiff, and you guys aren't a bank. So based on where our credit facilities come from, we kind of have regulations that we have to adhere to that are kind of out of our control.
We run it just, you know, I'm not here to, like, push people. We've run into this issue, and I'm not an owner here. I'm just one of the – I've been here for a long time, 9 years. Mm-hmm. We've run into this issue, I think, with some other lenders who at first said, no, we can't have the name. But our legal name is not Bank of Cardiff. It's Commercial Financing and Leasing Bank of Cardiff, Finance and Leasing Bank of Cardiff. And I think we've been able to get through this issue for every single lender who's at first kind of been – had an issue with the name bank.
Right, and that's great. I would love to be able to get you guys through. You know, we all do on our end. It's the legal counsel that we'd have to get through. And I think there were also notes. And like I said, I'll transfer you over to Jordan here because he's the gentleman you'll have to speak with. There were notes on the website stating that you know, the website kind of comes off as if it's a bank and the funds are coming from you guys, whereas you're technically a broker and things are coming from elsewhere. But again, I'm not fully abreast of the situation. So let me send you over to Jordan and you guys can kind of talk through it.
Sure. Thanks, Alan.
All right. And again, his name is Jordan Gasso.
Okay.
And your full name is Ruben
Goldstein.
Ruben Goldstein.
Appreciate the help.
Of course. All right. Hang on for me for 1 second.
Foundation, this is Jordan.
Hey, Jordan. My name is Ruben Goldstein. How are you doing?
Good, Ruben. How are you?
Good. Nice to meet you, by the way. Thanks for helping here.
Yep.
The reason I'm calling is we've seen you. I've been with Cardiff for about 9.5 years. We saw your name on some bank statements, and I kind of looked you guys up, and I said, hey, you know, who is this company? My boss said, hey, we had applied with you. I think he was under the impression we had been perhaps approved, and then we're just – the information that we had been declined as a potential partner hadn't been really forwarded to us, so my boss asked me to give you guys a call and see what I can do to resolve the issue.
Sure. No, I mean, I remember it was me that, you know, actually – delivered the message. I want to say I talked to a woman. I can't remember her name, though.
Amy.
Yeah, that might have been it. Yeah.
She's been here a while, but I've been here almost 10 years, so it's probably that's why he's asked me to call.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, the main issue is, and again, this is, you have to take this with a, you know, kind of a grain of salt. This is our general counsel's opinion, our company's opinion. It's nothing personal against you guys, but the Bank of Cardiff, you know, name, it implies that you're a bank, and that can have serious UDEP violations. Now, you know, fortunately, this industry isn't highly regulated, but we are, as a lender, we are scrutinized kind of on everything now, especially with our funding, where we get our funding from and all of our bank partnerships. So
okay.
That was the main reason. then again, you know, with the pool, yeah.
I it's nothing I'm surprised by. I've heard that from a lot of lenders that have worked with us in the past and said, hey, who is this? But just so you know, our legal name is Commercial Finance and Leasing Bank of Cardiff, but what I want to kind of go over is we've never had a lender, from my knowledge, and I don't have all the knowledge, of course, but I've never had a lender, from my knowledge, that said, hey, look, this is a deal stopper. We work with, we have references with a ton of lenders that have worked with us for years upon years upon years. Great reviews online. We can give those references. I mean, I'm sure you know the Ondex and the New Logics and the Financial Pacific Leasings of the world. We've never had an issue here. So we have a California lender's license. I mean, we follow the rules, and we've never really had this be a deal stopper with the lenders we worked with previously. And those, of course, are highly regulated companies as well.
I mean, what I can do is I can you know, revisit with our compliance department, with our you know, general counsel. It's I know he has a pretty hard opinion on that. We've, you know, there's a couple other guys we've gotten, you know, declined and or didn't move forward with the partnership due to this. You know, part of it comes from just in general, we're limiting the amount of referral partners we work with. We get a lot of our deal flow from our bank partnerships, and trust me, I'm more on the mindset with you. I help run the referral partner channel, so
yeah. With
you know,
the
when we're limiting the, it makes it tough for me to do my job.
No, I can understand it. The partners, I actually understand that, and I agree with it. I think the industry, in my opinion, has become quite zoo-like in nature. You have a complete overwhelming of merchants, people that are told a million different things that oftentimes. Not that we do, but I've seen customers that have come to me and told me, hey, company X told me this, and it's patently false. But the lenders that we do work with, they're really the 80-20 rule that, you know, 80% of their business comes from 20% of their partners, and no one wants to work with someone who's going to send them 20 deals and fund zero. The vendors that we do work with, we do a lot of pre-underwriting, and we make sure any deal that we send to you has not just a good match of approving, but also a good match of closing, because we know time is the most valuable aspect.
Yep, definitely. What I can do is I can definitely, you know, talk to him, see if there's anything we can do here.
Yeah, with those other sources,
a couple months ago, so that you know, when we delivered the message, so I just would have to refresh it with him, and I'll take a look at everything we have on you guys.
Yeah, I don't own the company. My boss's name, I'm sure you, I don't know if you've spoken with him, he's probably on the application. His name is Dean, or Vadim is his legal name.
Vadim, yeah.
Yeah, he goes by Dean. That's just his legal name. But if any of those references, like I said, we work with probably a lot of the lenders you're familiar with and have never had an issue and would get a glowing recommendation if that helps.
Okay. Let me take a look at this and we'll revisit it, and then you know, either way, I'll get back to you. If we can't do anything, I'll let you know. If we can, maybe there's, you know, maybe there is a way we can work together. So,
do you have my number?
Just your name. So that's, what is your number?
My number is 858-866-9102. My name's Ruben. Like I said, my boss's name is Dean. You can also call Amy. I'm not trying to be pushy. I'm just trying to. It didn't get through the channels that we were declined. So he asked me to call and say, hey, can we figure out something here?
So 858-866-9102.
Yeah, and if you need a copy of our lender's license or, you know, commercial finance lender's license, that's fine.
What about your email?
My email is rgoldstein@bankofcardiff.com. But also probably the best email to you to actually have, because I honestly, not to be rude, I sometimes miss emails. I'm overwhelmed every day. I'm so busy. I'm not trying to be rude. Is Amy's email, which is the ACHEWHU@bankofcardiff. That's probably a better email. And she can forward it to me once she sees it. She doesn't get nearly as many emails. She'll say, hey, Ruben, you know, I got this and we'll look at it. I think that's probably the best one for you to have, just so I don't miss anything.
Okay. But, sounds good.
Thank you so much. Your name is Jordan, right?
Yep. I will, I'll get back to you. If not today, tomorrow, I'll try to get in front of him today. Just have to see what's going on.
I appreciate your time, regardless of the outcome.
No, I appreciate it. All right. Thanks, Ruben.
You got it, brother. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.